COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Overwhelmed by illegal pot, Oregon County declares emergency. Jackson County is asking the governor and the legislature's leaders for help as the county becomes overwhelmed with illegal marijuana farms. Okay, so written by Andrew Selesky from the Associated Press, and this is from KGW8. Jackson County, Oregon, a county in southern Oregon, says it is so overwhelmed by an increase in the number and size of illegal marijuana farms that it has declared a state of emergency Wednesday, appealing to the governor and the legislature's leaders for help. Oh man. We have too much marijuana and we don't know what to do. We're calling a state of emergency. The Jackson County. I'm sorry. I have to laugh at that. Again, this reminds me of when Nevada first legalized in 2016, and then they had retail sales in 2017, and they didn't have enough cannabis to go around when they started adult use sales. And I remember the governor calling a state of emergency, and like the internet like laughing their butts off over this. I find this funny that people, that, oh my god, we have too much weed, what do we do with it? Like, we have to call a state of emergency. Again, I'm being facetious, but I know why they would call a state of emergency. Like, maybe they're concerned that with the illegal cannabis that the
that there's going to be more crime. And by this, I'm not talking about in reefer madness ways or in reefer madness connotation, but what I mean is that if you have all this marijuana, you have more than your city or county produces, a lot of that, some way or another, is going to end up on the black market. So again, I mean, with an excess, maybe there is the concern that you're going to have dealers again, and then, you know, dealers is going to lead to turf wars, and then turf wars is going to lead to crime again, and crime going up, and yada, yada, yada. Again, I think that is the reason why they feel it's an emergency. That's my guess, but let's continue reading. The Jackson County Board of Commissioners said law enforcement officers and county and state regulators and code enforcers are overwhelmed and warned about the imminent threat to public health and safety of our citizens from the illegal production of cannabis in our county, end quote. Illegal marijuana grows have been a persistent problem throughout the West, even in states like California that have legalized pot. A mega drought across the West has created urgency, though, as illegal growers steal water, depriving legal users, including farmers and homeowners, of the increasingly precious resource. And quote, Jackson County strongly requests your assistance to address this emergency, the commissioner said in a letter to Governor Katie Brown, Senate President Peter Courtney, and House Speaker Tina Kotek. Only four Oregon Water Resource Department full-time employees handle complaints and perform all their other duties in Jackson County and neighboring Josephine County, the commissioner said. Josephine County has been hurt by illegal grows that they have... Josephine County has been hurt by illegal grows that have drained creeks and siphoned off groundwater. Josephine County Sheriff David Daniel believes that there are hundreds of illegal operations in his county alone. One with 72,000 marijuana plants that was drawing water from the Illinois River was raided after a dying person who worked there was dropped off in a nearby village. Oregon voters made producing, selling, and using recreational marijuana legal in a ballot measure in 2014. Pot businesses must be registered with the state, which enforces compliance with the rules. But some growers and processors remain outside the law, joined by a recent influx of outsiders in Jackson and Josephine counties who seek large profits by selling on the black market outside of Oregon while avoiding state taxes and regulations. The illegal marijuana farms are often posing as legal hemp farms, the commissioner noted. Oh man, that's smart on their end, allegedly. The Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission recently reported that nearly 50% of registered hemp farms inspected in the state are illegally growing marijuana with a THC content, the compound that gives cannabis its high, greater than legal limits. About 25% of registered hemp farms refused entry to inspectors, the state agency says. In busts of illegal marijuana grows, sheriff deputies have often seized firearms. By September of this year, the Jackson County Code Enforcement Division initiated almost 700 cases of code violations related to marijuana production or processing, more than double the number in all of 2016, the commissioner said in their emergency declaration. Reacting to the commissioner's letter, Brown spokesman Charles Boyle said that the governor takes these concerns very seriously. He noted that after the legislature passed a bill that shifted how the state regulates the hemp industry and was aimed at curbing illegal production of cannabis, Brown created a multi-agency team to implement the legislation. She also authorized the doubling the size of the cannabis law enforcement grants in the region and directed Oregon State Police to dedicate additional resources. Quote, the message is clear. Oregon is not open for business to illegal cannabis grows, end quote, Boyle said. Quote, these are criminal enterprises that deplete water resources while our state is in a drought, hold their workforce in inhumane conditions, and severely harm our legal cannabis marketplace. For her part, Kotek spokesman Danny Moran said her office is reviewing the issues raised by Jackson County Commissioner Chair Rick Dyer and Commissioners Dave Dorter and Colleen Roberts, and said, quote, looks forward to other conversations about the best path forward, end quote. The commissioner said that their code enforcement staff needs to triple to 9 officers. More officers are needed to adjudicate the volume of citations, and the sheriff's office needs 34 more staffers, including 18 detectives, and the state's water resources department needs 3 more full-time staff dedicated solely to investigating water-related complaints. To reach those levels, the commissioners asked for additional state employees, state funding for the county to hire more employees and contractors, and for a repeal of a prohibition on local taxes on registered legal marijuana businesses. Hiking up the taxes of cannabis in Oregon is just going to proliferate the black market even more. So getting rid of that, trying to get rid of the repeal on local taxes on registered marijuana businesses is going to raise up the cost of business, and this black market problem that they're complaining about will get a whole lot worse. They'll be wishing that it was like how it is in 2020, October 2021. So it's only going to make their problem worse if they were to do that repeal, in my opinion. But I have, the reason why I am doing this sort of episode is because I have a baller idea that would help Oregon's situation. All right, so I'm going to have a flipping fireside chat with you guys. All right. Okay, so now it's just us now. All right. You know what would be a smart idea to offload a lot of this excess cannabis? And you want to know what that idea is, and you want to guess? Want to guess how Oregon could solve its excess cannabis problem and all these other legal West Coast states? Because I'm pretty sure, I'd be sure that Washington and California probably have more weed than they can sell. So all these states, if you guys are listening to me, especially Oregon, if Governor Katie Brown, if you are listening to the sound of my voice and you're listening to my podcast, here's what you can do to eliminate this issue. And you would get a lot of national press for doing this. And, you know, the cannabis grassroots would love if you do this. The citizens of Oregon would like this. And the cannabis farms in Oregon that can't sell all their product would also benefit from this. And here's that idea. Here's that giant, grandiose idea. This is a good idea, which is exactly why Governor Brown won't do this. But allow these places to export to other states. Oregon should just buck federal law and just allegedly, educational purposes only. We're not recommending any entity break laws, federal, country, whatever laws. We're not advocating that by any stretch. But there's a flood of states in the Northeast that New York just legalized, Connecticut just legalized, Rhode Island is going to probably do it next year or so. Massachusetts has had legal cannabis for 5 years. We can use that extra surplus Oregon cannabis. Again, I know this is against like federal law because, again, cannabis is federally illegal and, you know, you can't really bring it from state to state. Again, I mean, this is just a fun idea that I had. Again, I know it's unrealistic. I know that she's likely not going to do this, but I think it's a smart idea. You have all this extra cannabis. People need it on the East Coast. There's not enough on the East Coast. We're paying $400 an ounce for recreational Massachusetts. There's a huge demand in Massachusetts for adult use cannabis. There's more demand than there is affordable supply. Maine for recreational people, same deal. More demand than there is affordable supply. And this, again, doing this would get her national flipping attention because she's bucking federal law. And you know what? You want to know how I know that this is a good idea? You want to know how I know that? I looked up her ratings. I'm going to put back the screen just one sec. All right. Okay. So this is Katie Brown. This is the governor of Oregon. Her approval ratings are in the 40s. Like, she's underwater. I don't even know how that woman won re-election. I don't live in Oregon. I don't know why she's so gosh darn unpopular. You know, my guy, he's top three. He used to be number one on this list. He's doing well at a 69% approval rating. My governor, who's been a reefer madness, cannabis hating boomer the entire freaking 5 years. But again, I mean, his ratings are amazing. He's top three. He had the highest ratings at one point. You can make the argument that he's tied for first. He's still won. You can make the argument he's kind of tied for first. Who knows? But anyway, again, look at that. Like, her disapproval ratings are so excuse me. Oh man, I sweared, but again, this is Friday, I guess, so that's bound to happen. All right. Yeah, so her approval ratings passed her disapproval ratings in quarter three of 2018. I don't know what she did quarter three of 18. I don't know. I don't live in Oregon. But this is why I know this is a good idea. She's underwater. The voters of Oregon already don't like her. If she did this baller thing, the only way she'd go is up, which is exactly why it won't happen. But enough from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, and all the other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out, ciao, and happy Friday.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.